Good evening and welcome to my kitchen. I'd like to introduce you to somebody. So here she is. Oh yes, she plays a bit of music to introduce herself.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the 19th day of February. It's Thursday, and today the topic is about money. What are your thoughts about money, prosperity, and abundance? Is money the root of all evil? If so, how? Can someone have too much money? If you had too much, would you give it away? And if you were giving it away, who or where would you give it to? So there you have the 19th day of February. Daily prompt. Sorry, I forgot the February's daily prompt. All about money. Your thoughts about money, prosperity, and abundance. Is money the root of all evil? If so, how?
Anyway, look, who's interested in money? It's such a boring topic, isn't it, really? I mean, who cares about prosperity? And who on earth could possibly be interested in abundance, whatever that means? No, it sounds it rhymes with bunions, really, and I'm certainly not interested in having bunions. Money. Well, to be truthful, I was born into a very moneyed family, a very well-off family. I had a very comfortable childhood. And most of my life since then, I've been trying to find poverty. I certainly have never been as well off as I was when I was a young child. And I've tried to go through my whole of my life without making any decisions based purely about money. So I've been kind of avoiding money. And I think I've really been trying to avoid money so much that I avoided an awful lot of opportunities to have a lot of money and chose the road less travelled, went in the direction of something that could euphemistically be called a satisfied life. So I put self-fulfillment, self-realization, self-actualization, doing good in society. I put these kind of things higher up in my priorities than money. And I developed a kind of philosophy that said, for example, that a business is not about making money. Business is about doing good for people, and money is only a mechanism by which you can ensure that things are exchanged and profits are for the purpose of generating revenue so the business can be self-sustaining. Is money, on the other hand, the root of all evil? Well, I mean, who am I to argue with something that's a phrase that's been around for an awfully long time? But is it the root of all evil? That's a very good question. I mean, certainly it's, in some way you could say, at the root of all burglaries. It's at the root of all murders designed to improve the murderer's position in society, let's say. All evil. You could say that the rape and pillage of people by people in power is an evil, and that essentially money can be equated with power, or money is a root to power, money is a root to self-aggrandizement. So in that sense, money is involved anyway in everything. Money is the medium of exchange. money was needed, a necessary invention in order to enable things to happen in society which wouldn't otherwise have been able to happen. I mean, we needed a unit of exchange. And, you know, you can't be relating everything to animals. So when money was invented, as coinage was invented, notes were invented, all of these things were necessary. But you can't blame money. You can blame people. You can't blame money, I think, yes. You can only blame people. Yes, that's my stance, I've decided. That money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love by people of money may be the root of all evil. But certainly, dear old money is not the root of all evil. Now, can somebody like me ever have too much money? Well, the honest answer is I don't know. I've never had too much money. I've never been able to save an awful lot of money. I haven't often had more money than I have spent. So I don't know. If I imagine what it would be like to have too much money, I'm not really sure what it would be like. I think I have some difficulty about that. I mean, if I suddenly got landed with a huge amount of money, let me just pick a figure, a billion euros, you know, would bring me so many headaches, wouldn't it? I'd have to invest it somewhere. But I'd get someone to do that for me. I'd find some way of... No, that's too much money for me to think through. I'm not sure who I'd do with it. Of course, I'd give it to the cause of world peace and stamping out malaria and to fomenting revolutions in countries where oppressed people were being downtrodden by horrendous ruling class. Of course, I'd use my money all for that sake. I'd use it to provide splendid training to wonderful opera singers who wouldn't otherwise be able to become as great as they could. Look, how do I know what I'd do with it? I'm as fallible as everybody else. If my fortunes were suddenly changed and I became a very, very rich man, I don't know, maybe I'd be corrupted. Maybe I'd be corrupted. Maybe I would keep it all for myself. Maybe I would, you know, get another house. I'd certainly, actually, if I had a lot more money, my one weakness is for an apartment in Venice. I want an apartment in Venice. If I won the lottery or anything like that, I would probably be, maybe before I give money to all the good causes in the world, I just get myself that little apartment in Venice first. And then, of course, I could give everything else away. Although I'd need enough money to be able to fly across to Venice and back or ride down there on the Orient Express. So I'm not really sure. Who would I give my money away to? I think, to be very, very serious, I think I'd like to leave behind an endowment which would be given to somebody who couldn't otherwise become successful. And I don't know what I'm talking about. I think I'd give some of it to... No, you know what I'd do? I'd actually give it my niece and my nephew and my previous brother-in-law all work for a charity in the United States and Guatemala, and it's a charity that looks after children, provides an orphanage, gives children an education, and helps them to grow and develop. I think I'd give a good deal of money to them because I know that charity. I know it. I mean, I don't really know it, but I know people who work for it and I know what job it does. But I tell you what, you'd have to be really, really careful, because if you had a load of money and you started to give it away, you'd have an awful lot of people coming to you looking for it. And that would be a terrible distraction. So back to the theme. What will I say again? Let me just play you another bit of her voice. I think she's just lovely. Hang on, here she comes.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the 19th day of February.
This is our leader, by the
Thursday.
Way.
Thursday. And today, the topic is about money. What are your thoughts about money, prosperity, and abundance? Is money the root of all evil?
No, it isn't.
Can someone have too much money?
Maybe.
Would you give it away?
Maybe.
We're giving it away. Who or where would you give it to?
My niece's charity.
The 19th day of February.
Anyway, that's it. I say good night from Ireland. Good evening, good night. Sleep well. And keep well. And above all, remember, money is not the root of all evil. Bye-bye.